Good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Eric?
You're from Hello? Where?
The name of the company is Opinion Research, and the survey deals with business and housing development in the Phoenix area. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's very quick, sir, by the way. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
No, I don't think that, I don't think that chip factory should go under construction.
Do you think that things are going in the wrong track then, or right direction?
I'll say wrong direction.
Wrong track. Okay. Very well. I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area in Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of the south of Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I will refer to this area as Lavin. Is that the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again, sir? Or is
no,
that clear?
Sorry.
Very well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's move on then. For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born, please?
Oh.
Only the year I need. I don't need the month or the date.
1970.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Are you of, or anyone in your household, of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
You or and someone else in your family, or all of you are Hispanic descent?
We're American.
Correct. I mean, you're American. We are talking about the descent, the heritage.
German-Mexican.
So that would be you, right?
Right.
Okay, very well. Respondent then. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, so far, it's good.
Good. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Moving on. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Lavin. You can use any number between 1 and 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavin. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy? How much would that improve the quality of life in Lavin from 1 to 5?
5.
5, thank you. And next one is better public transportation options. How about that one, sir?
2.
2, okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
2.
2. More dining and entertainment options.
2.
2 as well. Very well. Not a problem. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
3.
3. Thank you. More good paying jobs.
3.
3 as well. 3. Okay. Better street and road. Better street and road maintenance.
4.
4. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Let's move on quick. Thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. Thank you, sir. And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
I would say, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
Too few.
Too few. Okay, so we need more. Very well. Too few. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
Too few.
Too few, okay. Thank you, sir. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes, no, or yes, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more doctors' offices and hospitals in Laveen? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen?
No.
No. Okay. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
No.
No. Okay. And would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
No.
And would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen?
No, definitely no.
No, okay, very well, moving on. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Laveen? What type of store or businesses would you like to see?
I wouldn't want to see no more. It's growing too much. Let's see.
But if there were any type of stores that will be created in Laveen, what would be that you would like to see?
Shoe store.
More shoe stores. Like what? Can you name any?
Foot Locker.
Foot Locker. Okay.
JCPenney, Montgomery Ward.
Shoe stores. Okay, let me enter that. And you said Foot Locker first, right?
Yeah, I did. Or famous footwear. Famous footwear.
Okay. Foot Locker. That's a good store, though. I like to run, so I'm into that, into getting good at sneakers.
Yeah, I like to walk.
Okay, that's cool too.
Yeah, and hike, yeah.
Foot Locker, you also mentioned JCPenney, right?
I did.
JCPenney. I would like to see more shoe stores like Foot Locker and JCPenney. That's what I have greeted so far. Would you like to add anything else?
No, sir.
Very well. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I would say because of the price, a very big problem.
Very big problem, all right. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say it's a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem, or not a problem at all?
Slight problem.
A slight problem? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's move on, sir. Almost done. Thank you for your help.
Okay.
Still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. And that is strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat, yes. And would you like to see more multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
No.
No. And would you like to see more town houses or attached homes in Laveen?
No.
No. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat, yes. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move on now. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years. Excellent. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home.
Rent?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs or and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Oppose strongly, sir, or just somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose it.
Okay. Strongly oppose. Next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Would you favor
oppose.
Or oppose? Oppose?
Oppose, yeah.
Strongly as well, or just somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
And next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Oppose.
Favor or oppose? Strongly oppose or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. The next one is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Strongly as well or just somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Strongly. And next one's proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Oppose.
Oppose strongly as well or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Strongly, and one more.
I don't like HOA.
Okay, almost done, sir. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhouses, townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Strongly as well, or just somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes, and we'll be done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Associates.
Associate, thank you so much. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to $125,000, or more than
$125,000? 75.
Between 50 and 75 or between 75 and 100?
Between 50 and 75.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Eric.
Thank you, sir. Just verifying. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a good night, sir. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.